WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A Federal Reserve governor has announced she will retire next week. Adriana Kugler didn't give a reason why, but President Trump claims she's stepping down because she disagrees with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's reluctance to cut interest rates.
I have an open spot on the Federal Reserve Board. I'm very happy about that.
The Fed left interest rates unchanged again this week. The president has fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after it posted a disappointing jobs report. More from CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics revealed July's job numbers came in lower than expected and made revisions to May and June, showing hiring was much less than initially reported. The economy added 73,000 jobs last month, which was fewer than expected. May and June were revised downward by over 250,000.
Trump claimed without evidence that the Bureau is trying to make him look bad. In Tel Aviv, protesters greeted U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff as he arrived to meet with the families of the Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas. His visit comes as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces increasing international pressure over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Yesterday, Witkoff spent 5 hours at an aid distribution site in Gaza. More from CBS National Security contributor Sam Vinograd.
Aid groups like Save the Children, UNICEF, and others indicate that it's not a question of needing a new distribution plan, but rather of actually allowing these groups to get their aid into the Gaza Strip. So it's an access issue, not an assistance issue. However, as I mentioned, the Israeli government has pointed to concerns that Hamas is looting aid distribution, and that's why Witkoff and Huckabee and President Trump are looking at different distribution mechanisms.
Bad news for fans of the HBO series And Just Like That.
Showrunner Michael Patrick King says the series will end after the current third season concludes. Sarah Jessica Parker played the Carrie Bradshaw character in And Just Like That and its prequel, Sex and the City, which ran from 1998 to 2004 and also spawned a couple of movies. She called the shows in a post all joy, adventure, the greatest kind. Sex and the City focused on 30-something friends in New York City. The sequel series picked up their lives as 50-somethings.
I gotta stop playing dating bingo.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
The Dragon spacecraft docked with the International Space Station early this morning. The four astronauts who took off from Florida yesterday on a SpaceX rocket are replacing a crew that's been on the station since March. That crew is slated to return home in just a few days. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
Currently, 50 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you. That is the Vern Meisner Band kicking these off with a clap and turn polka. Hey, everybody, I'm Tim, the polka guy on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Glad you could join us again this morning. Here we are into August and another month coming up for summer. So we're not done with it yet. We've got maybe another month and a half or so yet to go. So a lot of good music here today. Some new ones, some older ones. I love bringing out those old records. I just love that old stuff. Anyway, let's play one more here, and the Pretty Polly Polka.
Polly's window, you can't hear the noise, you can't hear the boys all shout. Under Polly's window, how they hang around, hoping she'll give in and hurry out. They don't ask the other girls to join the fun, even when the moon is high. The others may be wittier, but Polly's so much prettier, that's why the boys all cry. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, won't you come and dance a polka with me? Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, when we're dancing I'm as proud as can be. Oh by golly, Pretty Polly, can't you hear the happy song? What a jolly polka, it's a Pretty Polly polka, come and dance a whole night long.
From his dance album and the Pretty Polly Polka. Oh, I just found an album here called Stosh and his orchestra, Polkas All the Way. And he's going to play for us here the Jolly Coppersmith Polka.
La la la.
Yeah. Jolly Coppersmith Polka. Oh, I love playing this next album. It's the Stratton Mountain Boys. And maybe I'll play a couple of them here. But the one that I like best is the Cowbell Song. And with the heavy-necked cows here with their bells on, you know? Stratton Mountain Boys, huh? The Cowbell Song. And we're going to turn our attention now to Polka Heroes, volume number one. And she don't want egg rolls. She wants kielbasa.
Chinese cookie, she'd eat it every day. This girl, she left her homeland and moved to USA. She met a young Slovenian, and now you'll hear her say,
she don't want no egg rolls, she wants a kielbasa. was at 4 a.m. one night. The waiter, he came over. She gave him such a fright. He said, we got grande bouillon and rice and rolls are free. She said, I saw, but don't you know, they're just one thing for me.
She don't want no.
I got some cows and I got some chickens down on the farm, and I'm not kidding when I say I fear them all here. And they make a funny noise, as this is what they say. Well, the chicken goes quack, 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 and the pig says oink, oink, and the cow goes a moo, moo, a moo, moo, moo. And I got a little horse, kick him in the rear, he goes. And I got some chickens down on the farm, and I'm not kidding when I say I feed them all hay. And they make funny noises, this is what they say. Well, the chicken goes quack, 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 and the pig says oink, oink, and the cow goes a moo, a moo, a moo, 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 yeah. And I got a little horse, kick him in the rear, he goes.
Those animal noises, you bet. Oh, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now. We'll be back with more of the Polka Party right here on the Civic Media Network, WFHR, AM 1320, 97.5 FM. Glad you could join us. Tim the Polka Guy. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Walk Right Back Polka. Oh, I like that tune. We'll have to play that a little more often. Yeah. We're going to play the Bartender's Polka right now, and this is provided by us by Bob Dozak. Thank you. Bob Dozak in the band, and does a nice job on that, the bartender polka. So we are going to continue. My machine here is running away on me. And we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party. You betcha, right after these messages.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief. Federal Reserve Governor Adriana Kugler has announced she will retire next week. She didn't say why, but President Trump claims she shares his frustration with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
I have an open spot on the Federal Reserve Board. I'm very happy about that.
The Fed left interest rates unchanged again this week. In Tel Aviv, U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff met with the families of Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza. Yesterday, he visited an aid distribution site in Gaza and promised to find better ways to deliver food. CBS National Security contributor Sam Vinograd.
The Israeli government has pointed to concerns that Hamas is looting aid distribution, and that's why Witkoff and Huckabee and President Trump are looking at different distribution mechanisms.
The four astronauts who took off from Florida yesterday docked with the International Space Station overnight. They are replacing a crew that has been up there since March. That crew should be returning to Earth sometime next week. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
It's 47 right now.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, yes. We have to pull off some of these old records and give them a spin.
Really were catchy.
Larry Place.
I love to hear those polkas, they make me all for more. I love to hear those polkas and dance around the floor. Yes, I'm a polka-holic, of this there is no doubt. Cause polkas make me happy, that's what life's all about. When I'm sad and lonely and feeling down and out, I'll play some polka music and soon I'll want to shout, to shout away the bad times and get with the new. Polkas make me happy, how about you? Just another polka, that's all I want to hear. Just another polka, play it loud and clear. Yes, I'm a polka-holic, of this there is no doubt. Cause polkas make me happy, that's what life's all about. Set my heart a whirl. I love to hear those polkas, they make me yell for more. I love to hear those polkas and dance around the floor. Yes, I'm a polka-holic, of this there is no doubt. Cause polkas make me happy, that's what life's all about. We'll be right back.
Music from John Check and his Wisconsin Dutchman, the Three Johns Polka. Hey, let's do one more here off of that same album, all originals, and it's Professor's Polka. Hey, the Professor's Polka, John Check. Well, let's see here. We got a tune coming up. Del Sinchek and the orchestra. He's been waiting in line here for quite a while. Wanted to play his song, Do the La-Di-Da.
La 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 la
There it is. Larry, Del Sinchek, rather. And do the la-di-da. All right, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now. We'll be back with more of the Polka Party, you betcha, right after these messages.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly, we got about 5 minutes left in the program. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in here to WFHR and the Civic Media Network. And we're going to continue and have the Polka Family Band take us out with a song that the Bellamy Brothers had done. We'll let her go right now. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody.
There's a reason for the sunshine and sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
Michael Wallace, President Trump has fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after it released a disappointing July jobs report. It revised the number of jobs added in May and June downward by 258,000. Without citing any evidence, Trump claimed the commissioner and the Bureau rigged the numbers to make him look bad.
We're doing so well. I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election. And there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her.
Some economists say the firing raises concerns about the integrity of future jobs reports. The president has ordered the deployment of two nuclear submarines in response to what he calls highly provocative comments by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. CBS's Catherine Watson says the two men have been going at it on social media.
It started on Monday of this week when President Trump shortened his deadline for Russia to accept a ceasefire or